Ramadan 2019 deadlier than 2018. Taliban responsible for over 40% of nearly 2,000 casualties. By Edwin Mora on June 8, 2019. Predominantly Sunni jihadi groups carried out 187 terrorist attacks across nearly 30 countries on Ramadan this year, driving the number of fatalities up to 911 and injuries to 1,006 when compared to the casualties during the holiest month for Muslims in 2018, a Breitbart News database analysis shows. The number of deaths went up by about 10%, from 841 last year to 911 in 2019. The overall number of casualties, including injuries, slightly increased by less than 5% from 1,855, 841 killed, 1,014 injured, to 1,917, 911 killed, 1,006 injured, in 2019. During the month of Ramadan in each of last 3 years, 2017, 1,639, 2018, 841, and 2019, 911, jihadi organizations and other Islamists have killed 3,391 civilians and troops. Despite the ongoing peace negotiations with the United States, the Taliban remained the most prolific and bloodiest terrorist group this year, surpassing the brutality of the weakened Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL. Afghan Taliban narco-jihadis declined a repeat of the unprecedented Eid ceasefire last year, offered by the U.S.-backed president of war-plagued Afghanistan. The Taliban carried out 75 attacks during the holy month, leaving behind 369 fatalities and 389 injuries in its path. That means the narco-terrorist group is responsible for slightly over 40% of all deaths. Afghan Taliban terrorists are responsible for about 4 out of every 10 casualties that took place during Ramadan this year, including injuries, a rate that echoes the one from last year. Even after the complete defeat of ISIS's territorial caliphate in March, the group continues to wreak havoc. U.S. intelligence and military officials have repeatedly warned the group remains a deadly menace. During Ramadan, ISIS went as far as burning the harvest of some of its victims in Iraq, something that had not happened often since the group rose to power around 2014, if at all. ISIS jihadis, including its Nigeria-based Boko Haram offshoot, closely trailed the Taliban with 60 attacks that killed 292 people and wounded 371 others, with nearly half of the assaults in its home base of Iraq, 24 attacks, and Syria, 4. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari's administration continues to falsely claim it has defeated Boko Haram, attributing all Boko Haram attacks to the Islamic State as a separate group. In 2016, the Islamic State of West Africa Province, ISWAP, allegedly broke away from Boko Haram in 2016 over leadership, but it has never been clear that ISWAP members were different individuals than those in the original Boko Haram. Islamists and jihadi groups like the Taliban and ISIS perceive Ramadan as a time when martyrdom and jihad are exceptionally rewarded in paradise, prompting a spike in the terrorist attacks during the period every year. Predominantly Taliban terrorists killed 403 people and injured 512 others during the holy period in Afghanistan, home to nearly half of all casualties during the holy month. Nigeria, 130 deaths, 46 injuries, and Iraq, 95 deaths, 152 injuries, were the second and third deadliest countries during Ramadan. Consistent with last year's rate, Breitbart News linked slightly over 30% of all deaths to ISIS. When taking injuries into account, ISIS is responsible for about 35% of all casualties. Africa houses most of the 27 countries impacted by the Ramadan terrorist attacks. Consistent with the last 2 years, the vast majority of victims are Muslims. Ramadan this year began at sunset on May 5 and ended on June 4, with many Muslim countries celebrating the Eid al-Fitr, festival of breaking the fast, holiday that marks the end of the holy period the following day. The end of Ramadan was not without controversy this year. Shiite powerhouse Iran, June 5, and its regional foe and Sunni leader Saudi Arabia, June 4, reportedly disagreed on the start of Eid. Breitbart News tally covers the 30-day period between May 6 and June 4. Last year, Breitbart News determined that the near defeat of ISIS's so-called caliphate nearly cut the number of Ramadan fatalities in half, from 1,639 in 2017 to 841 last year. The 2019 Holy Month death toll marked an increase from last year, though, fueled by Afghan Taliban terrorist activities. Breitbart News was unable to determine who was behind 31 attacks that left behind 96 people dead and 138 wounded. That amounts to slightly over 10% of all casualties. Under the others category in the tally broken down by terrorist group, Breitbart News placed 8 attacks, 113 killed, 42 injured, including 2 by the only Shiite terrorist groups included in the count, Iran's narco-terrorist proxy Hezbollah, 1 killed, and Tehran-allied Houthi rebels, 10 killed, in Yemen. The others category also includes 2 attacks by Fulani herdsmen jihadis, known to target Christians in and around Nigeria, 1 assault by Hizbul Mujahideen, 1 killed, in Indian-administered Kashmir, and 3 attacks by Tariq-i-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, jihadis, 21 killed, 42 wounded. Jihadis from the Pakistani Taliban consider themselves to belong to a distinct organization from their Afghan counterparts, with different goals and leaders. Al-Qaeda, including its Somali and Syrian affiliates, killed 41 and injured 66, the least amount of people when compared to other prominent jihadi groups. The Turkish state-run Anadolu Agency, AA, determined that the Taliban killed 200 civilians and wounded more than 300 others during Ramadan. That means civilians made up about 50% of all fatalities and deaths during what it is supposed to be the holiest period for Muslims. Breitbart News counted some, 21, of the very few kidnappings included in the database as injuries. The total number of fatalities will likely increase after this report is published after some of the victims succumb to their injuries, changing the number of injuries as well. Breitbart News has documented the following attacks during Ramadan. May 6, North Waziristan, Pakistan, suspected Tariq-i-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, jihadis kill 4 security forces, injure 10 others. May 6, Kirkuk, Iraq, suspected ISIS kill 3 police officers, wound 1 other. May 6, Dakar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 8 security force members. May 6, Farah, Afghanistan, Taliban storms army checkpoint, killing 20, abducting 2. May 7, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram raises homes and businesses in Molai village, killing 11, including 4 soldiers, and wounding another 12. May 7, Panjari National Park, Benin, unknown jihadis from neighboring Burkina Faso kidnap 2 French tourists across the border in Benin and kill their guide in the Panjari National Park that straddles both countries. May 7, Yatenka, Burkina Faso, suspected Al-Qaeda jihadis kill toll booth operator and wound 2 others in the provincial capital of Wahigouya. May 7, Lagman, Afghanistan, Taliban-linked bomb blast kills 4 police officers, including chief, and wounds 4 others. May 7, Salah ad-Din, Iraq, suspected ISIS terrorists attack police officers' house in the village of Mazar-e, killing 3 and wounding 5 others. May 8, Nineveh, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis kill 5 family members and wound 2 others inside their home in the Hammam al-Alal area south of Mosul. May 8, Diyala, Iraq, bomb attack linked to suspected ISIS terrorist wounds 2 members of the Baghdad-sanctioned Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF. May 8, Manbij, Syria, suspected ISIS terrorists target the U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, in Aleppo province, killing 2 and injuring 4 others, including at least 1 child. May 8, Manbij, Syria, suspected ISIS bomb attack kills 3 civilians in Aleppo province, reportedly all children. May 8, Kabul, Afghanistan, Taliban attacks U.S. aid group, killing 9, wounding 24 others. May 8, Punjab, Pakistan, TTP attacks pilgrims at an 11th-century Sufi shrine in Lahore, killing at least 13, including at least 1 child, and injuring 21 others. May 9, Wajir, Kenya, Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab claims attack on security forces near the border with Somalia, killing at least 1 soldier. May 9, Saladin, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis target grain silo in the town of Shirkat, killing one guard. May 9, Nineveh, Iraq, ISIS kills a family of eight in Mosul, including the couple and their six children. May 9, Fezzan, Libya, suspected ISIS jihadis kill two and kidnapped a third person from the town of Gadua. May 9, Baghdad, Iraq, ISIS suicide bomber kills eight, wounds 15 others as they broke their Ramadan fast at the Jamila market. May 10, Mopti, Mali, suspected Al-Qaeda jihadis kill four civilians, wound two others at the market in the town of Bandi Agra. May 10, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban targets two outposts, killing 25 security personnel and wounding 11 others in Bala Murghab district. May 10, Borno, Nigeria, ISIS West Africa kills 11 troops in the town of Gajigana. May 10, Bari, Somalia suspected ISIS wounds 10 in a failed assassination attempt against a local judge in the port city of Bazasso. May 10, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban attacks army outpost in Balkh district, killing one local police officer and wounding four soldiers and a police officer. May 11, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram attacks the Mirandi village near Maiduguri, leaving nine dead, at least one wounded, and four missings. May 11, Baghdad, Iraq, suspected ISIS-linked bomb blast kills one child, wounds two others in the Jisrti Yala neighborhood located in the southern part of the capital. May 11, Nangarhar, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban terrorists killed Deputy Intelligence Director for the Afghan National Police, ANP, in the Kama district. May 11, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills four police officers and wounds five others in a security outpost in Khwajagar district. May 11, Saraipul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one police officer in Sankarak district. May 11, Nangarhar, Afghanistan, Taliban ambushes and kills a police officer as he drove home in the Kama district. May 11, Samangan, Afghanistan, Taliban narco-jihadis kill three pro-Kabul militiamen in Kurramau Sarba district. May 11, Samangan, Afghanistan, Taliban rocket attack kills five civilians, including women, and wounds 10 others in Dar-i-Suf Payan district. May 12, Mogadishu, Somalia Al-Shabaab kills Turkish civil engineer. May 12, Baghlan, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban jihadis kill province's deputy intelligence director and interim intelligence officer in the Tushi district. May 12, Sanmatenga, Burkina Faso, unknown jihadis attack Catholic church, set it ablaze, and kill six, including the priest. May 12, Paktika, Afghanistan, hundreds of Taliban jihadis storm outposts in the districts of Matakan and Zuramat, killing 13 police officers and wounding 19 others. May 12, Wardak, Afghanistan, Taliban targets members of the Shiite Hazara community in the Hesa-e-Demi-Bihsa district, leaving five civilians dead, 12 others wounded, and five missings. May 13, Baghlan, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban shoots teacher in Naran district. May 13, Borno, Nigeria, improvised explosive device, IED, planted by Boko Haram on a road in Damboa district killed three Nigerian troops, including a commander, and wounded four others. May 13, Nangarhar, Afghanistan, ISIS carries out three explosions in its main South Asia stronghold that rocked the provincial capital of Jalalabad, killing nine and wounding more than 30 others. May 13, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS kills father and son. May 13, Balochistan, Pakistan, Pakistani Taliban, or TTP, targeted a police vehicle near a mosque with an improvised bomb rigged to a motorcycle, killing four and wounding 11 in the provincial capital of Quetta. May 13, Hama, Syria, Al-Qaeda affiliate HTS suspected of firing more rockets into Christian-majority town of Sikailabiya, killing one child and injuring at least two civilians. May 13, Yatenka, Burkina Faso, unknown jihadis killed four Catholics, burned Virgin Mary during a procession in the town of Wahigouya in the Muslim-majority nation. May 13, Saripul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 7 pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds 6, and kidnaps 3 others in the provincial capital of Saripul city. May 13, Badakhshan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 Afghan National Defense and Security ANSF troops, including commander, and wounds 1 other in Shari Buzur district. May 14, Nayrab camp, Syria, suspected members of Al-Qaeda affiliate HTS lobbed missiles into a Syrian regime-held camp for displaced people in Aleppo province, killing at least 6 and wounding at least 11 others, including children, as they broke their Ramadan fast. May 14, Kandahar, Afghanistan, improvised explosive device, IED, attached to a vehicle killed the police officer in the Taliban birthplace and wounded another. May 14, Baghlan, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists attached IED to a vehicle, killing 1 civilian and wounding 3 others. May 14, Jozjan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 1 pro-government militiaman and wounds 6 others in Karkin district. May 14, Tillaberi, Niger, ISIS kills 28 soldiers and wounds at least 2 near the Mali border. May 14, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Shabaab suicide bomber kills 4 office workers and injures at least 9 other civilians in the Warden Abada district. May 15, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban kills ANSF soldier and wounds 2 others. May 15, Kandahar, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists in the Taliban birthplace of Kandahar province kill a police officer in charge of the provincial capital. May 15, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS kills 2 policemen and wounds another in the town of Al-Rashad. May 15, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS kills 4 federal policemen near the town of Hawija. May 15, Punjab, Pakistan, Islamist mob injures at least 7 Christian men over blasphemy allegations in the Arithwala region of Pak Patan district. May 16, Zabul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 6 ANSF troops and wounds 6 others in attacks on 2 military checkpoints in Shamilzai district. May 16, Zabul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 police officers, wounds 2 others in the provincial capital. May 16, Kabul, Afghanistan, unknown jihadis kill 4 members of the public protection forces in the outskirts of the Afghan capital. May 16, Adamawa, Nigeria, Boko Haram jihadis massacre 5 people, including farmers and fishermen, in the Matagalli district. May 16, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram terrorists massacre 9 people, including farmers and fishermen, in the Makumori village. May 16, Lake Chad, Chad, Boko Haram kills 13 villagers in the village of Celia. May 16, Manbij, Syria, suspected ISIS jihadis carry out suicide vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, SVID, attack, kills 1 US-backed Kurdish fighter and injuring 10 civilians. May 17, Diyala, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis killed 2 civilians, including a teacher and an elderly man in the district of Khanaqin. May 17, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis, as they fled reinforcements arrival, launched rocket into Humvee, killing 2 police officers, injuring 2 others. May 17, Jozjan, Afghanistan, at least 1 man kills 1 of his fellow pro-government militiamen in Aksha district, steals weapons from outpost, and joins Taliban insurgency. May 17, Kabul, Afghanistan, unknown jihadis attach bomb to vehicle, killing 1 civilian, wounding another. May 18, Fezzan, Libya, suspected ISIS jihadis kill 2 guards and a soldier and kidnap 4 other people at the Zella oil field. May 18, Herat, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban kills 5 children, wounds 20 other civilians in the main the market of Abay district. May 18, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 9 militiamen and wounds 7 in Rustaq district. May 18, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram attacks refugee camp, killing 2 people and injuring 12 others. May 19, Giza, Egypt, suspected ISIS jihadis target a tourist bus with a bomb, injuring 17. May 19, Diyala, Iraq, suspected ISIS terrorists. Kill 7 Baghdad sanctioned PMF troops and injures 26 others. May 19, Timbuktu, Mali, suspected jihadis kill 1 United Nations peacekeeper soldier and wound 6 others. May 19, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 members of the Afghan National Army. ANA, an ANSF branch, in Imam Sahib district near the country's border with Tajikistan. May 19, Kabul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 police officers, wounds 3 others at a checkpoint in the country's capital. May 19, Kandahar, Afghanistan, Taliban jihadis ambush and kill a member of the Afghan Special Forces, ASF, in the Naripul area of the provincial capital of Kandahar City. May 19, Helmand, Afghanistan, Taliban roadside bomb kills the Washer District Deputy Police Chief and his bodyguard as they rushed in with backup. May 19, Faryab, Afghanistan, parents accuse Taliban narco-jihadis of gang rape their 2 young girls in the Ankoi district. May 19, Villejuif, France, jihadi wounds 2 civilians with a knife in a southern Paris suburb while chanting the jihadi battle cry Allahu Akbar. May 19, Diyala, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis attack a bus carrying Shiite PMF fighters, killing 7 and wounding 26 in the town of Balad Ruz. May 19, Republican subordination, Tajikistan, ISIS jihadis held in a high-security prison in the city of Vada, kill 3 guards and 5 fellow prisoners amid a deadly prison riot. May 19, Sikasa region, Mali, suspected jihadis kill 7, including 4 civilians in the town of Kori, near the country's volatile border region of Burkina Faso. May 20, Kapisa, Afghanistan, Taliban bomb kills 4, including child, 2 women in the Najrov district. May 20, Paktia, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 security guards of former Afghan lawmaker in the provincial capital of Gardez City. May 20, Borno, Nigeria, Islamic State West Africa Province. ISWAP kills at least 3 soldiers when it storms a military base in the town of Gubbio. 6 soldiers remain missing. May 20, Songhimbayer, Central African Republic. CAR, suspected Islamists decapitate French-Spanish nun in Nola where ritual crimes are also common. May 21, Uompende, Central African Republic. CAR, anti-Christian and Muslim Fulani terrorist-linked militia return. Reclamation, rehabilitation, 3R, kill more than 50 people in several villages. May 22, Borno, Nigeria, ISWAP releases video purportedly showing execution of 9 Nigerian troops. The date of the filming of the video is not specified, but it is the first time the deaths of those in the video are confirmed. May 22, Mogadishu, Somalia, Al-Shabaab carries out car bomb attack near checkpoint, killing 9 and wounding 13. May 22, Sikasa region, Mali. Suspected jihadis kill 2 Ghanaian drivers close to the country's border with volatile Burkina Faso. May 22, Salah ad-Din, Iraq, ISIS kills 1 police officer, wounds 3 others in the Alas oil field. May 22, Nineveh, Iraq, suspected ISIS bomb attack kills 1 civilian in the provincial capital Mosul's Al-Shura district. May 23, Anbar, Iraq, suspected ISIS car bomb kills 1 PMF fighter and a civilian, wounds 2 others in the town of Al-Qaim. May 24, Salah ad-Din, Iraq, suspected ISIS terrorists kill 7, including farmers, injure 4 in Sharkat district before burning their harvest. May 24, Kabul, Afghanistan, suspected jihadis kill 2, including prayer leader, and wound 16 others at a mosque. May 24, Kandahar, Afghanistan, suspected Taliban wound 5 Romanian NATO troops in the birthplace of the Taliban. May 24, Balochistan, Pakistan, suspected jihadis attack mosque in provincial capital of Quetta, killing 4 and injuring 18. May 24, Borno, Nigeria, ISWAP kills 5 troops, wound 2 others. May 24, Balch, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 6 local police officers, wounds 9 others in Charbagh district. May 24, Saraipul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 Afghan soldiers, including army commander, in Susmaila district, wounds 6 others. May 24, Kandahar, Afghanistan, Taliban claims responsibility for attack in provincial capital of group's birthplace that left 1 police officer dead, another wounded. May 24, Lyon, France, suspected jihadis interrupt a 13 in bomb blast outside bakery in the capital city of the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes region. May 24, Salah ad-Din, Iraq, ISIS kills 2, including a woman and PMF fighters, wounds 5 others, including PMF fighter and woman's family in 2 separate attacks, one in the provincial capital and the other in Baiji. May 25, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram ambush kills 25 troops and civilians. May 25, Lake Chad, Chad, Boko Haram kills at 4 local troops, journalist, and injures 11 others in Ubuwa. May 25, Kirkuk, Iraq, ISIS bomb kills 5, injures 10, sets crops ablaze in Al-Hawija. May 25, Kandahar, Afghanistan, terrorists in Taliban birthplaces spin Boldak district blow up motorcycle, killing 1 civilian, wounding at least 2 others. May 25, Sulu, Philippines, ISIS-linked Abu Sayyaf jihadis kill 2 children, injure 7, including 2 civilians when they attacked soldiers in the provincial capital of Jolo. May 26, Nineveh, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis kill 5 civilians, wound 8 others in provincial capital Mosul's Rabia district. May 26, Dhaka, Bangladesh, suspected ISIS jihadis bomb police van, injuring 3, including 1 officer. May 26, Touf, Burkina Faso, suspected jihadis attacked Catholic Church during Sunday service, killing 4. May 26, Farah, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 10 Afghan soldiers in Balabuluk district while they driving back in Humvee after picking up salaries. May 26, Saraipul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 ANSF members in provincial capital, wounds 22 others. May 26, Paktia, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists bomb strikes vehicle in Pathan district, killing a tribal elder. May 26, Takhar, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 pro-Kabul militiamen and 1 police officer in Namakab district. May 26, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 local police officers, wounds 3 others in Chardar district. May 26, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 officers, wounds 4 others in the 3rd police district. May 26, Plateau, Nigeria, pastor's group accuses Fulani Muslim-linked terrorists of killing 30 Christians, burning over 20 houses during church worship in provincial capital of Shows. May 26, Kermanshah, Iran, suspected Islamic terrorist kills plainclothes police officer near Ramadan religious gathering in the Islamabad Yagarb region. May 26, Hama, Syria, Al-Qaeda-linked HTS jihadis fired nearly 40 rockets into Christian city of Sikailabiya, killing 5 civilians and injuring 12 others. May 27, Balkh, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds another in Zari district. May 27, Badghis, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 4 pro-Kabul militiamen, including commander, in Al-Anau region. May 27, Saraipul, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 8 ANSF members, wounds 29 others, and captures 3 at the Kashgari military base in the provincial capital. May 27, Ghor, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 2 pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds 2 others in provincial capital. May 27, Badakhshan, Afghanistan, unknown jihadis bomb strikes Afghan military vehicle, killing 1 soldier, wounding 2 others in Arganqua district. May 27, Kunduz, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 3 pro-Kabul militiamen, 2 soldiers, and also captures 3 militiamen, 3 civilians in Khanabad district. May 27, Samangan, Afghanistan, Taliban kills one police officer and wounds another in the provincial capital. May 27, Saraipul, Afghanistan. Taliban kills one local police officer in Sazma-Ala district. May 27, Logar, Afghanistan. Taliban kills five soldiers, wounds four, captures four others, and steals Humvee at army checkpoint in Baraki Barak district. May 27, Gore, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 18 Afghan security forces, including 15 pro-Kabul militiamen and three police officers who were clearing the area of terrorists so workers could fix UNESCO World Heritage Site damaged by flash floods in Shirak district. May 27, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram kills 7, wounds 2, including members of civilian task force, and steal food in Jheri region. May 27, Kashmir, India, suspected Hizbul Mujahideen kills civilian in Handwara town. May 27, Pattani, Thailand, suspected Islamic terrorists kill two, including 14-year-old, wound four troops in a marketplace bombing in Nong Chik district. May 27, Mount Lebanon, Lebanon. Hezbollah narco-terrorists kill innocent bystander when reportedly retaliating to attack on a mosque in Christian town of Damor in Shu district. May 27, Cabo Delgado, Mozambique. Suspected Islamists kill 16 civilians, wound 10 others in Macomia. May 28, Ghazni, Afghanistan. Taliban kills Afghan military prosecutor and a government official. May 28, Gore, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 18 in the provincial capital, including 13 civilians, and wounds 17 others. May 28, Khost, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 13 soldiers, wounds 10 others in Sabari district. May 28, Samangan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 5 soldiers, 1 police officer and wounds 3 police officers in Dar-i-Sufpen district. May 28, Wardak, Afghanistan. Sunni Taliban-linked insider attack leaves 9 police officers of Shiite Hazara ethnicity and the bodyguard of the governor of a nearby province dead. May 28, Hama, Syria. Al-Qaeda-linked HTS fires rockets into several regime-held towns, killing one woman, injuring 7 other civilians. May 29, Baghlan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 6 soldiers and wounds 4 others in the provincial capital. May 29, Khost, Afghanistan. Unknown terrorists bomb hit civilian vehicle, killing 1 and wounding 5 others, including women and children. May 29, Khost, Afghanistan. Unknown terrorists kill tribal elder and former director of the Ministry of Refugees and Repatriation in a mosque near his home in the provincial capital. May 29, Kabul, Afghanistan. Unknown terrorists kill one police officer at outpost in nation's capital where Taliban and ISIS are known to operate. May 30, Kirkuk, Iraq. ISIS jihadis kill one villager, wound 7 others in Dak district. May 30, Kabul, Afghanistan. ISIS suicide bomber kills 6 people and wounds 16 others when he blew himself outside military academy. May 30, Balkh, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 7 pro-Kabul militiamen, wounds 8 others in Daulat Abad district. May 30, Badghis, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 16 Afghan commandos, wounds 15 others in Balamargab district. May 30, Jozjan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 4 pro-Kabul militiamen in Karkin district. May 30, Faryab, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 13 soldiers, 1 pro-Kabul militiaman, wounds 3, and capture 2 others in Khoistan district. May 30, Kunduz, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 1 local police officer, wounds 5, including 2 police officers and 3 soldiers. May 30, Jozjan, Afghanistan. Taliban kills 2 police officers, 1 civilian, and wounds another civilian. May 30, Diyala, Iraq. ISIS kills 1 villager, wounds 7 others, sets fire to their farms. May 30, Kirkuk, Iraq. ISIS kills policeman, wounds another in town of Abu Sa'ida. May 31, Kabul, Afghanistan. Taliban attacks U.S. convoy, killing 4 Afghan civilians, injuring 4 American troops. May 31, Sulu, Philippines, ISIS-linked Abu Sayyaf jihadis killed Dutch hostage as he tried to escape from mountain village near town of Patikul. May 31, Jerusalem, Israel, Palestinian terrorist wounds 2 in stabbing. June 1, Ghazni, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 8 police officers, wounds 7 in provincial capital. June 1, Borno, Nigeria, Boko Haram kills worshipper, wounds 3 others inside mosque in Sajeri village near state capital. June 1, North Waziristan, Pakistan, Islamic terrorist kills 1 soldier with bomb in Boya area. June 1, Raqqa, Syria, suspected ISIS suicide bomber kills 10, wounds 20 in group's former capital. June 1, Hadhramut, Yemen, Al-Qaeda jihadis attack Saudi-backed militia checkpoint, killing at least 1 fighter, wounding 2 others. June 1, Diyala, Iraq, suspected ISIS terrorists kill 3 family members, including man and his son near town of Abu Sa'ida. June 1, Anbar, Iraq, suspected jihadis kill 9 civilians by setting them ablaze while they were looking for truffles in Malasha area. June 2, Narathi Wat, Thailand, suspected Islamic insurgents kill 1 village head inside mosque in Ranji district, injure praying man. June 2, Kabul, Afghanistan, ISIS targets university bus, killing 2 and wounding 24, including 2 reporters. June 2, Farah, Afghanistan, Taliban kills 6 border security forces, wound 8 others guarding country's boundary with terrorist group ally Iran. June 2, Aleppo Province, Syria, Islamic terrorist suicide car bomb kills 22, including 5 children and 2 women, wounds more than 20 near mosque in Azaz region. June 3, Kabul, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists target bus carrying government employees, killing 5, wounding 10 in capital where both ISIS and Taliban operate. June 3, Kashmir, India, unknown terrorists kill civilian in Pantha Chowk area in the outskirts of Srinagar city. June 3, Tripoli, Lebanon, ISIS-linked suicide bomber kills 2 police, 2 soldiers. June 3, Mandera, Kenya, suspected Al-Shabaab jihadis kills 2 security forces. June 4, Baghlan, Afghanistan, unknown terrorists bomb detonated near mosque in Naran district, killing 2 civilians, wounding 14 others. June 4, North Kivu, Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, ISIS kills 13 civilians, wounds 12 others in Beni region. June 4, Diyala, Iraq, ISIS wounds 2 soldiers at army checkpoint in Beni Zaid village. June 4, Salah ad-Din, Iraq, suspected ISIS jihadis kill 6 security forces in Al-Tarmiya district. June 4, Dara, Syria, unknown terrorists kill 1 and wound 2 civilians near mosque in Bisr al-Harir city. June 4, Al-Bayda, Yemen, Shiite Houthi rebels kill Imam, 9 worshippers at a mosque in the Kaaba district over a dispute at the start of Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of Ramadan.